Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the farm families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
The Oklahoma City Oil and Gas Convention, presented by Roseland Oil and Gas, will be at the Cox Convention Center Tuesday and Wednesday, May 9th and 10th. Convention doors open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days. Admission is free, so come and see old friends and make new ones while keeping up with the newest trends in the oil and gas industry. There's plenty to see and lots to do. Stimulate new ideas to support your business. The Oklahoma City Oil and Gas Convention, May 9th and 10th at the Cox Convention Center. Learn more at roselandoilandgas.com.
The cattle futures today rebounded nicely, finishing $4.50 higher on the May feeders, 148.27, about 40 off the highs. That rebound was nice, considering Friday the markets were limit down, so we had expanded limits. And initially, it looked like the markets could be a little bit lower, but they did rebound nicely throughout the day. August, we're up 312. They were the weakest month in the feeder cattle, 156.55, still significantly off their high. If you go out to November, though, up $5.62 at 151.30. So November was the one bright spot, or brightest spot, I should say. Now, live cattle were mixed. June live cattle actually down 75, 127.55. August, $1.80 higher at 122.97. October, $2.35 higher. Box beef, midday, up $1.61 on choice at 240.48. Select was $1.97 higher at 221.54. The choice select spread, $19.30. So it's really widened out here over the last couple of weeks. And then the overall market commentary last week was the snowstorm and how much damage that caused. But if there really were marketing issues last week out of the feedlots, there should be more cattle for sale this week. And what impact that could possibly have on the market as we get cash trade going through the middle to latter part of this week.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain futures market was under pressure across the board, led lower by the soybeans. July beans down 9, November only down 6, corn down 4 to 4.5 cents, and then the wheat futures, Chicago down 7 to 8, Kansas City down 5 to 6 cents. We do have a USDA crop progress and condition report this afternoon. It's estimated that bean plantings are 16% complete. Last week, 10%. Corn planting somewhere between 40 and 45%. Slower than average. Average for this time of year is 51%. And then the winter wheat rating is expected to be a little bit lower, down to 51% good to excellent. Last week, it was 54. So 3% lower than last week expected. The ranges of guesses were from 46 to 53. So all of them were lower than last week. Hedge funds still short across the board. Exports this morning were really good for wheat, but low for corn and low for beans. And then this Wednesday, we've got the USDA monthly report, supply and demand, U.S. and world. With the hedge funds being short across the board, you know, even if the report is just neutral or bullish, will they cover that short position? That could make for an interesting ride on this Wednesday. Also, it's the first winter wheat crop estimate. That's Wednesday morning, 11 a.m. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.